You're listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the March 2018 issue of Vanity Fair magazine. This is Vanity Fair Part A. On to the vanities. Here's Carmen Bousquet with My Stuff. Carmen Bousquet became a business pioneer as a major founding investor in Netta Porter. Her company, Couture Lab, now has stakes in fashion's leading luxury e-commerce and tech sites. Here, the Venezuelan entrepreneur shares her favorite things. Home, favorite coffee shop, La Carreta in Miami. Favorite piece of furniture, my liquid glacial table by Zaha Hadid. Favorite piece you collected while traveling, mostly pendants. Family heirloom, their sense of freedom and mind discipline. On your reading list, Naomi Klein's This Changes Everything and A First-Rate Madness by Nasir Gaimi. Clothing, most recent purchase, a Bhutan-inspired etro coat. Favorite pajamas, I'm Addicted to Basics by an Israeli brand called Kudorit Sharon. The piece you love but never wear, my mother's diamond ring. Favorite vintage piece, an incredible necklace from Casa Codignato in Venice. Favorite sunglasses, Wild. Go-to bag for the day, Bottega Veneta. Go-to bags for the evening, some extraordinary clutches that Bea Valdez made for me. Favorite shoes, furry Gucci slippers. Biggest fashion faux pas? So many. Favorite designer, Johanna Ortiz. Best new brand you've discovered, House of Fluff. Inspirations, whom do you look up to most? Humanitarians, Doctors Without Borders. What inspires you? Nature. Best childhood memory, my days in Los Roques in Venezuela. Childhood hero, my dad. Words to live by, walk your talk. Most embarrassing moment, every day I have one. Hidden talent, I paint. Beauty, your passed down from mom beauty routine. Love, yourself. Favorite brand of sunscreen? O1 Day Cream with SPF 20 from Dr. Jackson's Natural Skin Care. Favorite face mask? Yogurt with honey. Your can't live without product? Dr. Jackson's Rose Oil. Favorite bath product? La Sultana de Saba. Appreciations? Style icon, Diana Vreeland. Favorite film directors? The Wachowskis. Favorite fine artist, Jean-Michel Basquiat. Favorite performer, Celia Cruz. Your all-time Hollywood crush, Cary Grant. Favorite movie character, Gone with the Wind's Scarlett O'Hara. Favorite childhood character, Penelope of The Perils of Penelope Pitstop. Do you collect anything? Kimonos and hand-embroidered items. Tech, favorite app. Elby, last person you texted, I even text myself, it may have been me. Favorite podcast, The Business of Fashion. Favorite websites, the World Wildlife Fund, The Economist, and The New York Times. What are your thoughts on social media? It's the new CV. Music artist you could listen to on repeat, Frank Sinatra, Juan Luis Guerra, Bob Marley, and Barry White. Thank you. More from the Vanities Culture Club. Bowie, Bears, and Barragán Best Case Scenarios. Spring Art Openings. David Bowie is a traveling exhibition that broke attendance records worldwide, makes its final stop at the Brooklyn Museum. Some 400 objects from his archive include original costumes, like the striped bodysuit from the Aladdin Sane tour in 1973, and handwritten lyrics, through July 15th. The Whitney Museum presents Moleculas, a video installation by Puerto Rican-born artist Juan Antonio Olivares, which stars a lovable plush teddy bear, through June 10th. Sean Scully, renowned for his evocative bricks of paint, is the first artist to show at Luis Barragán's modernist landmark, Cuadra San Cristobal, in Mexico City. Recent paintings and sculptures are on display among the pink-walled stables of the equestrian estate through March 24th. The Marciano Art Foundation in L.A. hosts an expansive, colorful commission by Olafur Eliasson, known for his visual tour de force at sites like Versailles, London's Tate Modern, and New York's East River, through August. Kia Macarecci writes on the case, "So you've acquired the new iPhone X? Congratulations. There's only one problem. The phone is a fragile piece of glass. We have you covered with these cases to fortify your phone in style. Chaos's leather case is lined with soft grain deer skin, customizable with your initials, and comes in 8 colors. For those looking to cover the screen, lest company see your HQ trivia notifications, there's always Louis Vuitton's familiar monogram available in the iPhone X folio. Or opt for Peel's ultra-slim case, available in 7 colors, and highlight the phone's own design, for which, let's face it, you paid handsomely." Still more from the Vanities Culture Club, paired up in the zone, What to Watch. Shuin. In the photo, Off-White's Virgil Abloh and Jimmy Choo's Sandra Choi. Sandra Choi, the creative director of Jimmy Choo, has teamed up with Virgil Abloh's Off-White for a new collection available now, marking the designer's first collaboration with a ready-to-wear label. The product of the two cult brands, a mix of PVC with satin, makes for beautifully designed and highly covetable shoes, with Off-White bringing an avant-garde vitality to Jimmy Choo's classicism. Cooking up a storm. In the photo, Pacific Standard Time's Erling Wu Bauer and Joshua Tilden. The restaurant scene in Chicago is getting a major addition in May. Pacific Standard Time, PST, is the debut restaurant from Underscore Hospitality by partners Joshua Tilden and Chef Erling Wu Bauer, a three-time James Beard Award nominee who explains, simply put, PST is a farmer's market-obsessed restaurant with all sorts of California soul. Moving the project away from the conventional Chicago dining experience, the West Coast influence is omnipresent. Designed by New York-based firm Parts and Labor, the LA-inspired space is expansive, light, and airy, centered by two wood-burning ovens offering hearth cuisine. Says Tilden, it's an authentic expression of what we love about our industry, attention to detail, honest, genuine food and service, and having fun. Watch List by Richard Lawson. What to Go See, Foxtrot. Who's in it? Israeli actor Lior Ashkenazi and French-Israeli actress Sarah Adler, fiercely playing a grieving married couple, will remind you of American war dramas with a deeper, different pathos. Why Now? Samuel Mauze's searching, trenchant film about the futilities and tragedies of Israeli occupation was a festival smash throughout 2017, when you can see it in theaters March 2nd. What to Tune Into, Heathers. Who's in it? Up-and-comer Brendan Scannell, a fabulously appointed Selma Blair and Shannon freaking Doherty, will remind you of the original Heathers film from 30 years ago. Yes, 30. Why Now? A biting, darkly fun update on the cult hit movie. Heathers has a refreshingly queer sexuality and sensibility. When You Can See It premieres March 7th on the Paramount Network. What to Stream? Everything Sucks. Who's in it? A sprightly band of kid actors led by the adorable Jahi Diallo Winston will remind you of your teen years if you were a teen in 1996. Why Now? Initially seeming to be another unnecessary piece of 90s nostalgia, Everything Sucks reveals itself to be a disarmingly winning series. A Tori Amos-related episode is a poignant highlight. When You Can See It on Netflix now. and instill more from the Vanities Culture Club, dress, obsess, and to sweeten the pot, obsessions from people we're obsessed with. Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist, Fountain Pens, Antiquarian Books, The Universe. Adie Bryant, actress, the brand Deucin Deucin, Trying to Keep My Houseplants Alive, Psychics. Michelle Dockery, actress, Stranger Things, Netflix, Hotel Et Im and It's Ilse Crawford Interiors in Stockholm, Salt by Naira Wahid. Eye on the ones to know. Get your hands on one of Alu Nui's oversized cashmere cardigans, designed by siblings Niccolò and Carlotta Oddi for ultimate comfort when traveling. The pieces are as luxurious as they are versatile. Attico's spring-summer collection is a riot of color, silks, and sparkle. Italian duo Giorgio Tardini and Gilda Ambrosio's playful designs are exquisitely made with the modern woman in mind. Catherine Holstein's Kite offers an understated range of beautifully tailored pieces and staple items that are simple but super chic. We want it all. Going green. As the wave of marijuana legalization continues to spread, Lowell Herb Company takes you higher. Since 1909, the California family of farms has grown organic cannabis for green-minded consumers who value premium goods and sophisticated design. The pesticide-free pre-rolls are packaged in a sleek, custom sleeve, and the bouquet of wildflowers, eucalyptus, and 1 ounce of purple princess is a budding alternative to the average arrangement. and in more from the vanities? Salma Hayek Pinault with My Place. Salma Hayek Pinault is as celebrated for her work in film as for championing women's rights. A star in her native Mexico before Hollywood, the actress shares an insider's guide to Mexico City. Favorite hotel? Condesa DF. Favorite restaurant? Pujol. Get the octopus with habanero. Best local food? At seafood restaurant Contramar. What to drink? Salvacion Mezcal at La Numero 20 Cantina. Favorite museum? Museo Jumex. Where to shop? El Palacio de los Palacios, the flagship store of El Palacio de Hierro. The look? Gucci, day and night. Best shoes? Balenciaga sneakers. What to visit? El Bazar del Sábado in San Angel. Can't be missed? The Teotihuacan pyramids. Hidden gem? Xochimilco, where people can experience live music, authentic Mexican food, and handmade crafts on the traineras, which are small boats decorated with colorful flowers. Local favorite, Frida Kahlo's Casa Azul. Luggage brand, Away. Carry-on or check-in? Check-in. Where to work out? Chapultepec Park is nice for a walk or run. In your handbag, water, lip balm, and hand cream. Secret hideaway, Tepoztlan, south of the city, where there's a small Aztec temple on top of a mountain. Local rule, be aware of rush hour. Traffic gets very hectic on the Periférico. Leave at home, flashy jewelry. What inspires you? The people.
Thank you.
More from the Vanities, here's this month's Hot Type column from Sloane Crosley, Uzodinma's Oyela's new novel, and more. In the photo, Miles Davis, 1955, from Dreamer with a Thousand Thrills, published by Powerhouse, by Patricia Bosworth. Tobias Wolff once lamented that when people use the word numb, it's like salt on a slug. But a recent spate of fiction about contemporary war, redeployment, green on blue, signals an end to the combat cliches. Onto this fertile ground parachutes Will Mackin's Bring Out the Dog, published by Random House. A U.S. Navy veteran with 5 combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan under his belt, Mackin also produces the kind of simultaneously sharp and ethereal writing that caused George Saunders to bless him with a story-length blurb. On one page of Mackin's debut are Taliban leaping from the ditch. On the next, time passed mysteriously inside the clouds. Pencils down, brushes up. Tom Rackman goes beyond the base coat with The Italian Teacher, published by Viking, a portrait of a son and his large-scale father. Susan Ronald unveils the unscrupulous Florence Gould in A Dangerous Woman, published by St. Martin's. Flames can't burn the memory of masterpieces. Peggy Cooper Caffritz's art collection is fired up, ready to go, published by Rizzoli Electa. Nimble novelist Lynn Tillman sees both men and apparitions, published by Soft Skull. Art and Love Are the Trick, published by Europa, by Domenico Sternon. Duncan Hanna's 20th Century Boy, published by Knopf, is a gallery of the louche, the lurid, and the illuminating. Iris Apfel's Accidental Icon, published by Harper Design, is spectacular. In short, the secret's out with Uzodinma's Oyela's Speak No Evil, published by Harper. Nui Wa Tiong takes to wrestling with the devil, published by New Press, after incarceration in Kenya. Anna Badkin gets her hooks into Senegal in Fisherman's Blues, published by Riverhead. Happiness, published by Atlantic Monthly, is reading Aminata Forna's Foxy Fair. Jesse Ball takes An Experimental Census, published by Echo. Curtis White Was Never Lacking Character, published by Melville House. Kate Greathead classes it up with her debut, Lara and Emma, published by Simon and Schuster. Robert D. Kaplan strategizes The Return of Marco Polo's World, published by Random House. Matt Young turns up the testosterone in Eat the Apple, published by Bloomsbury. Friendship gets fraught in Rebecca Kaufman's The Gunners, published by Counterpoint. Affection escalates in Alan Hollinghurst, The Sparsholt Affair, published by Knopf. There's always room for Roosevelt's in Amy Bloom's White Houses, published by Random House. Luis Alberto Urrea unfolds family lore in The House of Broken Angels, published by Little Brown. Janice Kaplan and Barnaby Marsh roll some precise dice in How Luck Happens, published by Dutton. Michael Isikoff and David Korn hack Russian Roulette, published by 12. William I. Hitchcock turns on the Dwight light in The Age of Eisenhower, published by Simon and Schuster. Giants abound in Julia Pierpont's The Little Book of Feminist Saints, published by Random House. All Kabi Eckerman isn't too afraid to cry. Ali Kabi Eckerman isn't too afraid to cry, published by Livewright. Vanity Fair contributor Katie Nichols' Harry, published by Hachette, is a ginger dish. Nathaniel Philbrick gets his second wind, published by Penguin. Andrew Lloyd Webber is unmasked, published by Harper, in his colorful memoir, I Laughed, I Cried, It Was Better Than Cats. And this from Julie Wiener, Laugh-In, over 3 decades as a journalist, TV writer, and director, Nell Scovell has written for Bob Newhart and Lisa Simpson. She's punched up jokes for President Obama and Mark Zuckerberg. And she created Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Scovell also wrote the book on leaning in. Literally, in 2013, she co-authored Lean In with Sheryl Sandberg. With Just the Funny Parts, published by Dye Street, Scovell adds a new title to her envy-inducing resume, memoirist. As promised, there are many, many funny parts. Scovell on Hollywood, if something seems like good news, it's probably a lie. There's also a story about Jon Stewart and a pair of assless chaps. There aren't just funny parts. There are practical parts. How do I write an episode of NCIS? Ask yourself, who do I care about in this story? And it can't be the victim. Should I ask Mickey Rourke for a favor? No. Long story. Even the practical parts are funny parts.
Thank you.
More from the Vanities, Cindy Grinnell writes on beauty, hair heroes, the miraculous systems that are revolutionizing hair care. Hair loss is no longer just an issue for men. Fewer than 45% of women go through life with a full head of hair due to stress, environmental aggressors, or hereditary factors. To assist in beneficial growth, three new hair care systems are here to save the day. First up, Herlingen Hair Clinic in Danish, which has served over 70,000 clients in Copenhagen for more than 20 years and whose products are now available stateside. Founded by biochemist Lars Skuth, the brand developed hair extract, a revolutionary tonic custom-made for each individual using plant root extracts, fatty acids, and ingredients derived from cow's milk. To further encourage powerful growth, the company's restorative shampoo launches this month. For minor hair loss, this toxin-free clarifying treatment alone might do the trick. Second, driven by the growing needs of his patients in Munich, dermatologist Dr. Tim Goyek of Royal Fern developed the three-part hair growth treatment collection. The stimulating shampoo, solution, and supplements are formulated with regenerative and nourishing properties, such as keratin and antioxidant vitamins C and E, and promise to deliver results in 3 months. And finally, the French have created a truly luxurious hair care line. Sisley Paris took its expert skin care approach to the cellular level to create Hair Rituel. Since healthy growth stems from below the scalp's surface, Sisley has reinforced its regimen with a nutrient-packed vitamin complex and peptide to repair follicles from the roots. The revitalizing, fortifying serum and regenerating hair care mask combination creates the most desirable locks. Game-changing systems for hair-raising results.
Thank you.
Still more from the vanities. Fairground. More than a million demonstrators marked the first anniversary of the Women's March, uniting diverse causes behind a simple message: midterms are coming. And there are many photos from Washington, D.C., January 20th, photographs by Ruddy Roy, New York City, January 20th, photograph by Larry Fink, Las Vegas, January 21st, photograph by Gina LeVay. Still more photos by Peter Wintersteller. The Broad and Louis Vuitton hosted a reception and dinner in Los Angeles for the retrospective Jasper Johns, Something Resembling Truth. Juan Yosef and Ricky Martin, Carly Kloss and Lisa Love, Ed Ruscha, David Hockney. John's flag was projected on the Broad's facade. Miranda Kerr, Eli and Edith Broad, and Jeff Koons. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service and broadcasting from its Raleigh, North Carolina studios. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. This material is also available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections by Mark Hoffman.